Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, before we talk to Geltzeiler, let me remind you, we've got another code word today. Comedian Bert Kreischer. Well, let's call him Brett Kreischer. Bert Kreischer coming to with his fully loaded comedy special coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. And if you want to win tickets, the code word today is comedian. Text the word comedian to 20357. That's 20357, and you've got a chance to win tickets for Bert Kreischer and his fully loaded comedy special. It's a Live Nation show. It'll be at I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. Text the word comedian to 20357. I am beside myself with happiness today, not because it's Potato Chip Day or National Pie Day, but because we have found out in the first segment of today's show that Uncut Gems will be released on IMAX in May. I just texted my wife and son, and my wife said, "Are you going to go?" And I said, "To every damn showing." Somebody else texted in, and he said, to find it. "I saw that movie," talking about Uncut Gems, "in a theater, alone with a girl. We both fell asleep." And so I responded to him, "I hope you guys dumped each other," because that's just the sign of a terrible relationship. And he just texted back, "We actually just broke up, moved out a week ago, been a good week." So congratulations, sir. Take the next girl to see Uncut Gems on the IMAX, and if it goes well, that's the one.
Folks move in with their girlfriends nowadays?
Brian Geltzeiler. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brian Geltzeiler, you hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. You see him occasionally on NBA TV. You should follow him on Twitter for very good NBA insight. BGeltzNBA is the Twitter handle, and he's joining us now. Hello, Geltzy.
Hello, gentlemen. How we doing?
Uncut Gems, one of the five best movies in the history of movies?
No.
Ten?
No.
One of the 10 best movies.
I mean, it's a good movie. It's a decent movie. The five best movies in the history of movies?
You know what I said yesterday?
I mean, I'll give you three mob movies that are much better than that. Two Godfathers and Goodfellas right there. I didn't even start thinking yet.
Mm-hmm. You know what I said yesterday?
Five best movies ever? Is that your take, Hawk?
I'm fleshing it out, Geltzeiler. You're boxing me in.
I know Crowder well enough. There's zero chance Crowder agrees with that. Okay? There's
no.
Geltzeiler, are you on speakerphone? Can we get you on your handset?
I am not. Why? Okay. Why? You hear me all right? No? You're not hearing me great?
Yeah, it's all right.
Hang on.
I have to produce the show.
That any better?
I have to produce it and host it, Geltzeiler. You probably deal with this at SiriusXM.
I deal with it all the time there. But
yeah,
how's that any better?
Much better.
It's perfect. It's not in my top 20, Geltzy.
Listen.
It's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It's not my top 50. I'm not even sure it's my top 5 Sandler movies ever.
Oh, now you've gone too far. Geltzeiler. Geltzeiler.
Seriously.
It's so far and away the best Sandler movie. Hustle on Netflix just a few months ago. That's up there as well.
Hustle's probably the best Sandler movie ever. Hustle's up there.
Yeah. Yeah. But Uncut Gems is by far his best movie ever.
Oh, I think you're insane. I think you're insane.
That's the voice in my head that I hear all the time.
They legalized weed in Florida? I mean, going on?
Gelsey never gets you frustrated Gelsey for the first time I've ever heard him frustrated.
How about this? Yesterday,
like, you're so right, Crowder. Hawk and I, like, we're like feel the same stuff. We're a lot of what Hawk and I talk about is cut from the same cloth. This take is so far off the charts, so far crazy. Listen, I thought I had a crazy take when the movie That's My Boy with Sandler and Ted came out at the same time, and I made the declaration that That's My Boy was 10 times the movie Ted was. People thought I was nuts. That's been one of my craziest takes over the years about movies. That's sane compared to this one.
I'm talking about uncut gems, Gelsey. Perhaps you hear me. This is,
I'm aware.
I thought maybe you didn't hear it, because there's no way.
No, I heard uncut gems. Yes, Sandler wears the glasses, and Sandler's very good in the movie, okay? But in the end, first of all, it stressed me out, the movie. I had blood pressure watching that movie.
Yes. Anyway, you want to fly in and see it with me at the IMAX?
I'll fly in and have dinner with you. I'll fly in and go to Prime 112 with you. Okay? I'm not sure I'm running to see Uncut Gems at the IMAX.
I can't afford Prime 112. I'm spending all my money on the IMAX tickets. I'm going to see every show.
Right?
I said yesterday.
It'll give you an expense over there at QAM, huh?
Gelsey, yesterday was the anniversary of the release of My Cousin Vinny. It was released in 1992 yesterday. I said yesterday, and I think I stand by this, My Cousin Vinny is a top 10 all-time movie. It's one of the 10 best movies ever made.
See, I don't know that it's one of the 10 best movies ever made, but it is, in its own way, very much a classic. It's a classic comedy. I don't know if they've made one of the top 10 comedies ever made, but it's a great movie.
You've got to be joking. It's not one of the top 10 comedies?
This is like hyperbole week with Hoffman, right? I mean, it's like, hey, we're off the charts on some of this stuff. I mean, I could fire off 10 comedies.
Is Jimmy Butler better than Michael Jordan? Because Solana believes he is.
Okay, so let's ask this question.
Our heat season got rough, Gelsey. We got to get some stuff going.
Okay, let's ask this question. Crowder, very quickly. Okay, am I crazy about this? Okay. Better comedy, My Cousin Vinny, or There's Something About Mary?
Oh, Something About Mary.
Of course. Not even close.
Not even.
And I'm
close.
Struggling. Well, I'm a huge Something About Mary fan. I'm struggling with that about the comedy.
It is great. It is great. So Something About Mary is one of my favorite. The first 10 minutes of Something About Mary, I would put up against any 10 minutes of any movie ever made. That's how funny that first 10
minutes. Yes, the first 10 of The Hangover are way up there as well, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian Geltzeiler is with SiriusXM NBA Radio. So the Heat lose to the Nuggets last night. I think there's a grander question. Do you think the Heat last season caught lightning in a bottle during the postseason? Or can that be a blueprint for them, for this particular team, for postseason success, which is kind of really ignore anything that you see in the regular season, the good and the bad, because you get an entirely different team in the postseason when it comes to Jimmy Butler and the Heat?
How about both? Because, listen, it may have been lightning in a bottle. It was likely lightning in a bottle, but you're kind of borderline insane not to try to follow the same blueprint because it worked last year. And you have a very similar structured group that, if anything, is a little bit deeper. And I think you may have to cash in and take advantage of that depth. I will say this. Last night was a little bone-chilling in the respect that the Heat's three-point rate on the season is 38%. 38% of the shots they put up are threes. And in last night's game, 26% of the shots they put up from three. Denver does a really good job of guarding the arc. And I think if you're able to do that against Miami, I think they're going to have a tough time beating you if you're a really good team that can score in the way Denver can score. And I thought Miami did a good job last night defensively. But in the end, I don't know that they have enough offensive ability if Denver is going to defend them in the way that they defended them last night. Denver was excellent. That's just one matchup. You got to get through the East before you get there. And right now, when I look at Miami's depth, I think that they're a deeper team than they've been. I like what I see. Defensively, they're as good as they've ever been. The Lowry to Rozier upgrade has been huge. We know what Hawkins does. Didn't play wonderful last night, but he know what he does. And again, for whatever reason, when Hero's out, they don't miss him all that much. So, you're able last time he's bringing Hawkins and Martin off the bench. as your two wings. Those two probably need to be in most of your finishing fives as you wind up here for the season. Because I would tell you right now, I think that maybe their best finishing five doesn't have Hero or Duncan Robinson on the floor. So that's something you kind of want to keep an eye on. But I think when you look at the Heat big picture-wise, it may have been lightning in a bottle, to answer your question, but you absolutely follow that blueprint.
And Guilty, I'm going to line up Solana for a follow-up. So Solana, you're next after Guilty answers, because this is something we've been talking about for 2 days now. Guilty, what is Jimmy Butler? Because he's very good. I like him. I love his personality. I think he's a very good basketball player. I don't think he's great. I don't think he's elite. I called him a borderline Hall of Famer, where I know he's not first ballot. He might sneak in later on. What really is Jimmy Butler as a basketball player?
How about a legend? How about as tough-minded a guy as you'll ever see on the court? I don't know that he is what he used to be. I don't think he's that. I don't think I think athletically he was more than he is now. And I think you saw what happened to him in a long playoff run last year. He wore down by the time he got to the finals. But this is a guy who imposes his will on playoff games as good as anybody we've seen in this era. Now, is it good enough for him to win championships? Maybe not, and there are some better ones. I'm not saying he's LeBron or Steph Curry or even a Kevin Durant at that matter. He's not that. But by the same token, he kind of epitomizes, and I'm not telling you any secrets here, he epitomizes the culture that is the Miami Heat. And so I think as a lead guy for them, he's an enormous factor. You know, the one thing I think you have to look at in the playoffs this year, and it's a shift that we've been waiting on the Heat to have that they haven't really had. And when the shift didn't come last year, it looked fine in the Milwaukee series and fine with the Heat getting to the finals. But that shift is that Bam Adebayo has to have a lot more offense run through him in big spots and to diversify away from Butler a little bit. That's going to be the one thing that I look at this year, because if you do that from the beginning, Butler's energy and strength and health, in my opinion, will last longer and help you later.
Kelsey, yesterday, speaking of Bam Adebayo, but for what he's known for on the defensive end, he held Jokic to 8 shots in that game and just 12 points. Jokic took less field goal attempts than everybody else in the starting five for Denver. I can't remember the last time that happened, especially with the way he's been putting up triple-doubles this season and scoring the basketball. After the game, Spo said there's nobody in the league that goes toe-to-toe, minute-for-minute against Jokic. That's what Bam signs up for. Down here, we all think he should at least be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate every single season. Why nationally is he not looked at like the best defensive player in the NBA?
So I'll start with this, Solana. Bam Adebayo received one first-place vote for Defensive Player of the Year last year. Are you aware of which media person was the one that voted for Bam Adebayo as Defensive Player of the Year last year?
Is it
you, Geltzy?
Brian Geltzeiler?
Look at you, Hawk. I told you we were connected. I was the only one.
Let's give Geltzy a round of applause. I didn't know that.
I was the
that's
only
cool.
One.
Good
all right.
You.
So you're preaching to the
choir. You were batting zero on this phone call with Uncut Gems.
Well, with you, I was. Listen, I'm batting 1,000 with Crowder.
Got you, Geltzy.
Absolutely batting 1,000 with Crowder, which is more important than you. I'm catching up with you, Hawk. If Crowder turns on me, I'm screwed. So here's what I'll say. The Heat are 9th in defensive efficiency this year. Bam has been every bit as good this year as he was last year. My only issue with Bam as Defensive Player of the Year this year is that the dude in Minnesota has been unfriggin' real, okay? He has been absolutely outstanding, Rudy Gobert. And that's the one – and I know no one wants to hear it there. I get it. But I made that point about me voting for Bam, as in very few you're going to face or talk to or listen to are going to think more of Bam on a national level defensively than I do. Okay, but Rudy Gobert has been the anchor on the number one defense in the league. And when I tell you that the difference in efficiency between the number one defense in the league, Minnesota Timberwolves, and the number two defense in the league, the Celtics, is actually the same distance as the Celtics in second, okay, and the New York Knicks in eighth. that tells you everything you need to know about how dominant Minnesota's been in the role Gobert's played. I'm gonna have a very hard time not voting for Rudy Gobert in first place. But I tip my cap to you and Bam Adebayo and tell you, yes, I don't think he gets enough attention nationally. I think he should get more attention. I think so much sometimes with Bam's individual accolades get wrapped up in that Heat culture umbrella, and I don't know that that's necessarily fair.
You know, you mentioned Minnesota. I mean, if you look at the East, you've got Boston, and I get Cleveland's the two seed, which is a little bit shocking. But what is there a team out there that you see beating Denver?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't think there's a team in the East that can beat Denver. Let me start there, and that includes Boston. All right, Denver beat Boston in a game last Thursday night, and they went 4-21 from three. Think about that. They don't need to shoot threes to beat the team with the best record in the league. And Denver's starting five, the chemistry they have defensively, the way they insulate Jokic, Gordon's covering for Jokic, Porter's emergence in every aspect of his game, but especially defensively on the glass, has been terrific. And the most underrated player in the NBA is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope on both sides of the floor. So I don't think anybody beats Denver in the East. The West is interesting because Minnesota, I think, matches up pretty good with Denver. I think they hit Denver's size very well, and they're a deeper team than Denver. I think for the Clippers, there's a lightning in a bottle aspect to them because of not only how talented they are offensively, but they run very deep, and they have really, really good perimeter defense. And I got to give not only their front office, Lawrence Frank, a ton of credit, but Ty Lue as well. What they've been able to piece together at the five position has been miraculous. Zubac has gotten so much better with Harden there and has become a much better defensive player under Ty Lue. And Mason Plumlee is like the unsung hero there because of what they need him to do defensively and how he helps. So I look at the Clippers and I feel like they could be just big enough and just athletic enough to give Denver a run. I don't think anybody besides Minnesota and the Clippers, I don't think there's any team in the league that can beat the Denver Nuggets in a playoff series.
And Gelsey in the East, because we knew the Boston Celtics, we knew the Milwaukee Bucks with, you know, and I think they might be in a little trouble as well. We might have talked about that last time you were on. But these teams, the Cavs are number two, the Knicks, the Magic, 76ers without Joel Embiid, the Pacers, because that damn Halliburton, I'm about to buy my son his jersey. He done stole my heart. Are there any teams really in the East that, you know, we didn't talk about before the season that could really give the Celtics a run?
Yeah, the Knicks. And it's listen. The Bucks just don't have the requisite defensive personnel to match up with Tatum and Brown. I just don't. I think Philly was a team I did give a shot at one point. I just Embiid getting back and getting in shape. If this was a shoulder injury for Embiid, if this was a hand injury, an arm injury, I would have more confidence because he could stay in better physical condition. I think it's going to be an issue for him to stay in the proper physical condition. He's going to first have to come back and play himself into shape. There's just not time. The Cavs, I'm not convinced that they figured this Mitchell Garland thing out. They're better with one of them not on the floor, as good as they can be. And Mobley and Allen didn't prove strong enough to deal with Mitchell Robinson last year in the first round of the playoffs. The Knicks, if, and it's a huge if they get everybody back healthy, are deep, they're diversified, they have multiple offensive options that can create in the half court. They guard as well as anybody when they want to guard. Anunoby has been an absolute revelation for them. He's played fantastic. They're as solid for 48 minutes with Robinson healthy at the five position as anybody because of how good Hartenstein has been. And when you look at what they bring off the bench, okay, between Hart and Bogdanovich and Burks and Hartenstein, that's nine tough, man. The Knicks are a tough team, and they have, with Anunoby and with Josh Hart, and with DiVincenzo, they have enough defenders on the perimeter to roll at Tatum and Brown. They can give the Celtics hell. But I will say this, they must have Mitchell Robinson on the floor. Randall and Robinson are vital. For the Knicks, they can give them a run, but they can't be without anybody. They need everybody to be able to do that because it's going to have to be all hands on deck for them, and they're going to need every single weapon that they have. That's the completeness of this team. But I think that's the one. If I'm Boston and I'm Joe Mazzulla and Brad Stevens and Jeff Van Gundy, I got to tell you, and Mike Zarin, I got to tell you, the team that I'm worried about when I wake up in the middle of the night in the East is the New York Knicks.
Well, you lost me on Uncut Gems, and you just lost Solana on the Knicks being the team to fear in the East besides Boston.
I told you guys, I'm batting 1,000 with Crowder, I'm good.
You leave today's segment with just Crowder on your side. Although you did pick Bam Adebayo last season for Defensive Player of the Year. So we give
that's
you,
not for any of you guys. That's for your fans. That's for all your listeners.
Brian Geltzeiler, you can listen to him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. And I'm on Twitter, BGeltzNBA. Thank you as always, Geltzy.
My pleasure, boys. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
There you go. We covered a lot of ground with Brian Geltzeiler there. Oh, my head's spinning. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hochman and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.